Sports Tag. It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kip Ranch.
If it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it ain't a cheetah. So, Glenn Academy fans, I hate to do this, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Last week, the Glenn Academy Red Terriers hosted the defending state champion Valdosta Wildcats, and nobody came to the football game. This week, the Glenn Academy Red Terriers had an opportunity to make their fourth straight Elite Eight at home between the bricks. Not a terribly cold night, and nobody came. Red Terror fans, if you didn't go to the game last night, you should downright be ashamed of yourself that your team has had as much playoff success as it's had, and you won't even go to the games to support that team. Those young men calling you out. They have another home game next week. I'm challenging you to fill the stadium. Do it.
Big win for the Terriers last night. Fourth straight year, like you said, Jason. Fourth straight year in the Elite Eight. That's pretty good in this day and time in sports and high school football. That's a pretty good accomplishment. Really good. And they beat a good Heritage team last night, 34-26, to move on to play Harrison at home on Black Friday. Will that be? You can either shop or you can come to a football game.
I'll be at the football game.
I will, too. I'll be there.
We're going to take your calls this show.
Wearing red.
I don't even know what to say to that. We're going to take your calls this show. Normally, we don't take them. We are today. 912-275-7017. We will put you on the air. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You can catch any of this show that you might miss, or if you just want to listen to the whole thing again, thesouthernsportsedition.com. It streams on demand 24/7. This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Advanced Rehab, Jessup Furniture, and Catch 228. Advanced Rehab, student athletes offering physicals for you guys or ladies to go get your physicals done, and then they will assess what you need to improve upon, which is an added bonus that you don't get on normal physicals. Scores. You want to do those?
I'll do the scores.
All right.
As we mentioned, Glenn beat Heritage 34-26. Colquitt County beat Walton 28-21 on the road against a highly thought of football team in North Georgia and went and got that win.
Quick question. With Lounge, well, you're going to mention in a minute that Lounge lost. With Lounge out, is Colquitt now the favorite?
There's some good teams like Archer and some good teams up there. So it's going to be 7A football is pretty. It's going to be pretty tight this year. I'm not counting Tift out. Tift's a good football
team. Good point.
Tiff beat Hillgrove 31-24. McEachin beat Lowndes 36-31. Lowndes looked like a meat grinder all year. They were grinding people up and spitting them out, and then they go down to McEachin at home 36-31.
And Lowndes was in control of that game late in the fourth quarter. They were up by a couple scores. I don't know what happened.
I don't know either, but the Viking faithful over in Lowndes County probably a little bit upset today. Coffey 55, Evans 21. Coffey to me is looking like the team to beat in 6A football right now.
They're pretty good. They're on the other side of Glenn Academy's bracket, so the Red Terriers won't have to worry about them unless the Red Terriers make a state championship appearance.
Tucker 28, Northside Warner Robins 7. It was 7-7 at the half, and then Tucker took that football game over. Not surprised by that score.
At all.
That should have been Brunswick playing them, but
it wasn't.
It wasn't. So Lee beat Grovetown 38-6. Glenn and Lee are on a collision course in the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
I think that matchup's going to happen, and that will be a coin flip to see who's the home team, and I think that's the team that will be favored in that football game, but we don't want to look past Harrison, who beat Winder Barrel 45-17 without Justin Fields at quarterback, and they still put up 45 points.
Mm-hmm.
Stockbridge 10, Ware County 7. Stockbridge 11-0 undefeated. Ware goes up there 5-5 and leads. They were leading 7-0 that football game.
Pretty much the whole game.
And Stockbridge stayed alive. Jones County puts Wayne County out of the playoffs for the second year in a row, 26-21. And after all that forfeit talk and all that earlier with the storm around that Brunswick game, I'm kind of glad.
The funny thing about that is there's a lot of folks over in Jessup that really thought that this team was a lot better than what it really was. And so they thought that they had a Final Four team over up there in Jessup, and they didn't even get out of the second round.
They didn't. And they got boat raced by Glen Academy up in earlier in the season. So that should have been, that should have told them they weren't ready for big time.
Boat raced?
Boat raced.
What is that?
Just raced on by them, left them in the dust.
Huh.
Water spraying in your face.
I just learned something new.
Yeah.
Boat raced.
Boat raced. Thompson 35, America Sumter 34. Rob Ridings, former Glen Academy coach, back in the Final Eight. Pierce, 14, Peach County, 34. Peach is a good football team.
Watch this. Pierce got boat raced.
They did. They got boat raced.
See what I did there?
That's nice. Liberty County, 21, Westside making nothing, and Liberty is advancing again. They just keep doing, they just keep going and going and going. You know, they didn't look good at the start of the season, and look at them now.
Liberty's going home next week.
Well, maybe, but they in the Final Eight.
They're not going any further than that.
And this, Benedictine 70, Jefferson 21. BC, you can go ahead and pencil them into the finals.
How do you score 70 points in the second round?
You're Benedictine. And again, I'm going to say this one more time, and hopefully people understand. Benedictine is a school of about 1,000 kids. They play double-A football. But all 1,000 of those kids are boys, so they're basically like a 6 or 7A football team with the male population in their school. Think about it for a second. Brunswick High, 1,700 kids, half of those are girls. Benedictine's got more kids in their school, more males in their school than Brunswick High and Glen, but they play 2 AA football. State's got to address that moving forward.
Are you saying that's unfair?
Yes. They have a competitive advantage playing in AA football.
And they recruit.
And they recruit. Charlton, 45, Commerce, 14. They went to Commerce 30 miles north of Athens and beat Commerce, the Commerce Tigers, last night.
That was impressive.
That was. Big game. And then Eagles Landing, 54, Savannah Christian, 0.
The word I like to use where you do boat race, I do woodshedded.
Woodshedded. That's nice. Savannah Country Day, 20. Mount, how you pronounce that?
Pisgah.
Pigsgah, 14, 17. Valwood wins the state championship.
In the GISA.
Over Trinity, 14-9, and that's got to make the Frederica people cringe this morning.
What is it ever?
Ooh, it was there for the taking.
It
nights.
Was. It sure was.
Mm-mm. And I feel your pain.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to have... Later on the show, Rocky Hidalgo come on with us. We got our college football pick 'em to do. And then we're going to tell you who's going to actually end up in the college football playoff at some point in the show. Kip says he wants to talk Jags.
Nah.
No?
Nah, man. You know.
Do you or you don't?
I kind of.
You're being very noncommittal right now.
I don't want to talk pro football today. Nope. We've got plenty of stuff to talk about.
Okay. So pro football is out. Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688, and Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Quartz City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
The home for oysters on St. Simons? Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss Happy Hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
All the best furniture brands, Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The Jason Bishop Show returns on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
All right, so back here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Joining us via the Pristine Water landline is Dr. Denny Carter from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Hey, Dr. Carter, with the Dogs having the year that they've had, I kind of wanted to bring Georgia into the forefront with this conversation, and I'm kind of cherry-picking this one player, but you recall the five-star safety Rashad Roundtree that signed with Georgia back in 2014, correct?
Yes, I remember Rashad, yes.
Yeah, heck of a player out of Lakeside Evans. All sorts of hype about him when he first signed his freshman season. More of a special teams player. And then he got concussed in the preseason and the next season. And Dr. Carter, as you already know, he hasn't got back on the field since that concussion. Talk about some of the things. Why has it been so long with him suffering a concussion that he hasn't been able to get back on the field, do you think?
Well, if it's been that length of time from the concussion, not knowing anything about the details of his particulars or what's going on there with the athletic trainers at the University of Georgia, he could be dealing, I suppose, with what's called post-concussive syndrome, where someone can have symptoms of concussion for a prolonged period of time. And if you have symptoms for a prolonged period of time, that really precludes the ability of that player to return to competition.
Earlier in, I guess, last season, he did actually get back on the practice field. He walked out there, got out there for three plays, Dr. Carter, and three plays. That was all it took for him to say, I can't do this, and he came back off the field. So with you mentioning the things that could be going on with him post-concussion, are there different levels of concussions? Can one concussion be worse than another concussion?
Yes, absolutely. And, concussions are a form of brain injury, and there's different levels. We're learning more and more about them. It's really been a big issue in, the NFL, as well as all levels of athletics, from youth to high school and college, all the way around, because they've identified these consequences of concussions, and these players that have developed these changes in their brain with various effects long term, and that's still an area of intense study. But really, the evolution of this thing is that we have these protocols now that once you diagnose an initial concussion, you have to do certain things with these players that's progressive to try to protect them from further injury. And if he's still displaying any symptoms of concussion or any problems once he attains that next level, then you have to pull him back out of play. And there's no guarantee that, someone with those kind of symptoms will be able to return. It's just an unknown at this time.
And that was my next question. With him dealing with these symptoms for so long, is this something that he might have to deal with for the rest of his life?
It potentially. I mean, the length of symptoms after a concussion is one of the factors that you go by that determines the severity of that initial concussion. So I don't know necessarily his concussion history or if he had had multiple concussions or if there was anything prior to or subsequent to the one that he sustained there at Georgia. But that could all have an impact on exactly what's going on in that particular case.
Is something like this more likely to affect guys that have had multiple concussions versus the guys that get that first concussion?
Well, that's a question that's of intense interest. Is, you know, what is it that tips the scale? Is it multiple concussions over a period of time? Is it the intensity of the concussion? Is it players that have had a concussion previously and may have returned before their symptoms resolved? These are all questions that are, you know, that we would all like to know the answers to, and we just have to keep searching and keep researching to try to make sure we know about this to the best degree possible.
With the concussion, I want to call it epidemic, I guess, that's being brought to the forefront, especially in football, all these protocols that have been put into place to protect the safety of players. With that being said, how often do we see cases like this, or have you seen cases like this, where a player gets a concussion and we're now 3 years later and he hasn't returned to the field? Because, I mean, a lot of times in the NFL, a guy gets a concussion and the next week he's back out there. I mean, hell, in Major League Baseball, they have a 7-day concussion list where they'll keep you from playing for 7 days and then they'll put you back out there. So how common is this? We're talking 3 years.
Yeah, again, I don't think, you know, that's not extremely common. Concussions are generally recoverable, but you have to remember each individual case is different. And we don't know all the details from a physiological and biological standpoint of exactly what's going on in that brain with these injuries. So what we do know is that, you know, we can monitor, we know kind of the common symptoms, and we can monitor people for those symptoms. And if during any of these phases of the protocols they exhibit those symptoms, we just have to pull them back. And, you know, in his case, I really don't know. I don't know to the extent that he was able to participate, but if what you say is that he was only able to do three plays and developed those kind of symptoms, then that would be very concerning, yes.
Joining us via the Pristine Water landline is Dr. Denny Carter of Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Well, Dr. Carter, I want to thank you for taking the time and coming on and talking some concussion and Rashad Roundtree with us. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for having me, Jason.
Sure. Thank you, Dr. Carter.
Take care.
You too.
Thank you, Dr. Carter, for that interview. And now, before we go to break, we got Jason Bishop in his weekend review.
And here we go. Bush Jones, don't get too bummed out that you lost your job at Tennessee. I hear Lane Kiffin is hiring. Why can't the Braves hire a GM with a pronounceable last name? Jags, Saints, Super Bowl bound. In the history of the NFL, the only team that has been worse than the Cleveland Browns are the Cleveland Browns. The Atlanta Falcons are like that psycho ex you have. You never know who is going to show up. DJ Dallas is better at football than I am. Ezekiel Elliott, you should have hired Matlock. How many of you even know who Matlock is? Has hockey started yet? Max Scherzer and Corey Kluber have better fastballs than Kip Branch. Braves will have to give up prospects for violating international rules.
shouldn't be that bad because the organization has been telling us for years they have a ton of prospects anyway. It's getting hot in here. Brett Bielema. Jerry Jones, hire Perry Mason. How many of you know who Perry Mason is? National championship game. Clemson, Georgia. Write it down. And these are my thoughts.
I just tell you the truth. That's what I do.
Clemson and Georgia would be one. Oh, my goodness. That would be a classic.
I'm going to explain that later in the show.
Okay.
And how we get there. Because we're going to end up there. Okay. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. That's going to happen.
I can tell you how Auburn is going to beat Alabama, and then I can explain how that's going to happen, too.
We'll do it later in the show. Up next, we're going to effort the Glenn Academy head coach, Coach Rocky Hidalgo. If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com. No more Monday morning quarterbacking. Now you can hear it straight from the coach's mouth. Every Wednesday night this season, head to Nat's Landing at 7:30 as the Knights head coach Brandon Derrick breaks down the week in Knights football. Now you've got it all. Every Wednesday evening this season, 7:30, live. Nat's Landing, Redfern Village, St. Simons, 638-7378, and let's go Knights! Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simons in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simons, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Glenn survives and advances 34-26 over Heritage in the second round of the GHSA playoffs. With the win, the Terriers will make their fourth straight Elite Eight appearance. Glenn will host the Harrison Hoyas and may get a look at Georgia commit and number one recruit in the country, Justin Fields. Fields has been out the last few weeks with an injury, but there is rampant speculation that he will make his return next week against the Terriers. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Southern Sports Talk, spoken here on the Jason Bishop Show.
This segment brought to you by Port City, Sea Palms Coastal Realty, Express Lube, and Alan Tucker. And joining us via the Pristine Water landline is the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo. Coach, thank you for taking the time.
Thanks, man. No problem.
Coach, a huge win last night, 34-26. It seemed to me like the Red Terriers were in control of that football game most of the game, and it didn't feel like that game was as close as the score indicated. What are your thoughts on that?
I think our kids played really hard. We played with a lot of energy. We just had some, things that went kind of sideways there that kept them in the game. You got to win games like that sometimes, and you know, I just, it is what it is. We got to go fix the issues that we had but, you know, we got to flush that and move forward. That's really how it comes down to it is, you know, Harry's got a good football team. Offensively, I tell you, you know, they might be the best offensive football team we've played since Tift County, and their quarterback was really, really good. I felt like he was the best quarterback we had played all year long. He really just stuck it in there. They've got three good, really, really good wide receivers. Offensive line was good. I mean, they decided they were going to go for it on fourth down. That's the kind of game it's going to be.
Coach, you got Harrison coming down here, making that 330-mile trip from Kennesaw next week, next Friday night. Have you had a chance to look at them yet?
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now. I mean, they're Coach Dickman, their head coach, I've known him since he moved to Cobb County. He's a really good guy, good football coach. He's what I would expect from one of his teams. I mean, they're well coached. They don't beat themselves. Since they lost Justin Field, they're not, you know, obviously you lose the best player in America, it has an impact on you. The little backup quarterback throws the ball well. They've got really good receivers. You know, we've got to play well. We play well, we'll have a chance to win a game. If we don't, we turn the ball over, you know, things we did last night, we'll make it tough on ourselves.
Coach, last night you went to the half tied with Heritage 14-14, and typically when you go to halftime, you know, you have a short meeting with your coaches and you guys disperse and then they go talk to their specific players. From what I've noticed, that meeting is typically maybe 20, 30 seconds. Last night I noticed that meeting seemed to run a little bit longer. Was there a reason for that? Coach? I think we may have lost Coach Adalga. Kip?
We may have.
We'll try to get him back later in the show. Yep, he's gone.
On the pristine
water landline.
Just dropped a call.
Wow. The Glenn Academy Red Terriers won last night.
Yes, they did, and they looked pretty good. Glenn, 4 years in a row now in the Elite Eight, and quite an accomplishment. I was going to ask Coach about scheduling. I mean, had a tough schedule this year. Two of the three teams they've lost to is in the Final Eight, so that speaks volumes about the quality of competition Glenn's played to get them ready for the playoffs.
34-26 winners last night over Heritage, and now they will get Harrison in the Elite Eight. And of course, if you're not a Georgia fan, then you're not familiar with Justin Fields, who plays for Harrison at quarterback, the number one recruit in the entire country. He's had some issues with his finger, had surgery on his finger. It looks like he's likely going to be back next week against the Red Terriers, but he's probably not going to play quarterback if he is back. All indications that I've heard is he's going to be back and probably at receiver, running back, and some special packages.
And, you know, he's a heck of a football player. Number one player in the United States of America. Quality football player. Number one rated on just about everybody's board. And he's coming to Georgia next year to play quarterback. But you got to get on the bus and come 300 miles and play Glenn Academy the day after Thanksgiving. So it's going to be one of those deals where anytime you put a kid on a bus for 4 or 5 hours, it could have an impact on how they produce. So a lot of upsets last night in Georgia high school football. Nobody in their right mind saw Lowndes losing. Nobody saw Cartersville losing. And just a lot of upsets in high school football, and when you get in the position to win these football games, you have to come through.
I think we have Coach Adalga back on the line. Coach, are you back?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, Coach, the last thing that I had asked you is, you spent a little extra time talking to your coaches at the halftime heading into the locker room. Was there a reason that the meeting lasts a little longer, and what did you say to your coaches?
Really, I just told them we got to, you know, some things have gone against us here. We got to regain our composure a little bit. We had the bad snap, gave them 7 points, drove down, missed the field goal. We had to regain our composure, so we needed to just basically set the tone for the halftime. We don't need to go in and jump on them. I mean, they know they've kind of screwed this stuff up. Let's make sure that we go in and and get them in the right directions, do the things we need to do, and prepare to come out and drive down the field and get a touchdown. And then I went and laid hands on the kids. I healed them of their pain at halftime, and they came out and did okay in the second half and won a game.
That's good. Coach, scheduling matters in high school football. You scheduled tough teams early in the schedule. Benedictine, who's still playing in the Final Eight. Tift County, who's still playing in the Final Eight. I know you put a lot of emphasis early in the season on playing a tough schedule to get you ready for the playoffs. And then you look at these brackets, and you see teams like Lowndes and Cartersville going down last night, and your program's in the Final Eight for the fourth year in a row. Talk about how scheduling is important for you.
Well, I think a lot of there are a lot of coaches out there that, you know, and it's the nature of the beast. If you don't win games, if you don't go 7-3, you know, if you don't 8-2, if you don't win games, your job's in jeopardy. Well, my job is to prepare the team for the region schedule, for the playoffs, and I think there's, you know, I think you've got to find out what you're made of. If all you do is play a bunch of bad teams and you're beating bad teams badly, you don't know where your weaknesses are. You're not getting challenged, and you know, and you know you're forged in fire. And so it's important to me to have those games on the schedule. And you know, a lot of people get upset about losses. I don't get upset about losses. I don't, you know, and there's value in struggle, and some people don't see that. I think there is. I think there's a lot of value in struggle. Now, you've got, there's a fine line between that and getting your team beat to hell. So, you know, we've got to be able to manage those things as well.
Coach, there was an incident last night. I'm not really sure what happened, but I saw you get pretty livid with an official. What were you having a conversation with him about?
Well, we were misaligned on their last touchdown, and I called timeout, and the official couldn't get his whistle in his mouth to blow the play dead. And when he finally got his whistle in his mouth, they had started to snap the ball. Instead of blowing the play dead, he let the play go on. We were misaligned. It cost us a touchdown. And I, you know, that's just inexcusable. I mean, you're supposed to blow the play dead. I called timeout 2 seconds before the ball was snapped, and he couldn't get his whistle in his mouth to blow it dead. He should have blown it dead. That cost us 6 points. If we lose that game because of that, that's on him. You know, the problem is with officiating, there are no consequences. There's no repercussions to it. Guys can show up and do things like that, and then they get to go and officiate another game. But that, I mean, I had clearly called timeout before the ball was snapped, and you know, it was just frustrating. At the end of the day, it didn't affect us, but yeah, you know, things like that, I mean, that can cost you a game.
Coach, at the end of the game, Heritage had to kick an onside kick and only went about 2 or 3 yards. Should the referees have blown that ball dead instead of just standing around?
You know, yes, if it didn't, because but you know, we got to be smarter than run up there and jump on the ball. I mean, that was just, you know, that was what we call brain farts. And we had a lot of them last night. It was just one of those games. I guess we were just a little keyed up. Our kids were really ready to play the game. Maybe we were just a little too keyed up emotionally, which is why we made so many mistakes. And so, you know, but, yeah, they should have blown that ball dead because it was kind of just laying there. But at the end of the day, they didn't. So we lucked out on that one.
Coach, I know you got Harrison coming in. You're expecting Justin Fields to play next Friday, aren't you?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know the situation with him, and I can't. Well, all I can do is prepare for what I know. You know, he's got a broken finger, so I don't expect him to play quarterback. I mean, I know people are saying he's going to play running back. We've heard that as well. You know, I don't know. I don't know that situation. I'm not going to get into the what if. We're going to prepare to play the games. If he plays running back, we'll tackle him. That the plays are going to be the same, so we're going to just have to go play ball and do what we do.
Coach, congratulations on your fourth straight elite appearance at Glenn Academy. I was telling Kip off the air earlier that from the day that you stepped in the door, Glenn Academy has been no worse than an Elite Eight program. How do you feel about that, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun to see kind of what we've done here, and you know, one of the great things that I really love about working here and the football program is, you know, I followed Ed Dudley at Walton, and we had, you know, played in the state championship game, and I think everybody looked at that program and said that was a program that Ed Dudley had built, and I've had opportunities to take over programs for other coaches. But the one thing about the Glenn Academy and football, what we've done here is this is mine. This is what we've built here, not just me, but our coaching staff and as professionally, everybody, you know, wants to be recognized and people look at what you've done. I think we've done a great job here with our kids. You know, this is a year everybody said we're going to be rebuilding this year and we're back in the Elite Eight. I think with a great coaching staff and you build a football program, you can compete year in and year out. I've always said we're not going to change our goals. Our goal is to win the city championship, the region championship, the state championship. I don't care who's wearing the uniform.
Coach, thank you for coming on and taking the time with us again. Congratulations on another Elite Eight appearance, and good luck next week against Harrison.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach.
Bye-bye.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles. But did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Get back in the game. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Jason Bishop Show.
You made him take the J. Bish out, didn't you?
No.
Did you make him take the J. Bish out?
No, I didn't. Dude, I don't have that much control over you.
Okay.
You think I
now,
do,
you've
but
been whining about it for the last 6 months. I figured that you finally got him to take it out.
I mean, I do complain about it a lot.
Okay.
This segment brought to you by Fox's Pizza Downtown, Big City Cleaners, and Nat's Landing. If you're busy like me, you need something dry cleaned, Big City Cleaners, Cork's Cleaners, they're going to take care of you. Get you in, out, back on the road, back to life, which, trust me, if you're as busy as I am, that certainly helps. And no, I didn't make them take the J. Bish out.
Okay. Let's see if it pops up in the next break.
So, yeah, let's see. So, you had to get some outside help last week because you were getting woodshedded.
Again.
in the college football pick'em.
I've been boat racing you all year, man. I mean, you riding around here with a 25 Mercury on the back, and I'm going on some boat race by you with a 200 Yamaha. So it's, go ahead, man. I know you got to make yourself feel better. Go ahead.
Okay. So
just go ahead, man.
Okay, so college football segment, cue the bed. Thank you. All right, Virginia at number 3, Miami.
Miami is going to wallop Virginia today.
15, UCF at Temple.
Central Florida.
Mercer at Alabama.
Man, I don't know. Alabama.
That's a tough one. Flip a coin.
Yeah.
Mississippi State at Arkansas.
This is one game that I thought about, but Bielema is on his way out at Arkansas. Mississippi State's a pretty good football team.
Mississippi State wins and will be the nail in the coffin for Brett Bielema. SMU at 21, Memphis.
Memphis coach is auditioning for the Tennessee job as we speak.
Minnesota at 23, Northwestern.
Northwestern.
12, TCU at Texas Tech.
Texas Tech's been a tough place for a lot of teams, but I'll go with the Horned Frogs.
Texas Tech, the Red Raiders, have derailed a ton of seasons in the Big 12. They will do it again today. They upset 12 TCU.
Okay.
24, the game of the day, 24 Michigan at 5 Wisconsin.
This is the game that plays into my Final Four playoff scenario. So
sure
I'm picking
does.
Michigan to pick Wisconsin today.
I'm also taking the Wolverines to upset the Badgers. Wisconsin hasn't played a good football team until today, and we'll see what they're made of. Citadel at Clemson.
Man, I don't know about Clemson.
Kentucky at Georgia.
Kentucky's going to find out that this isn't basketball season today.
Illinois at Ohio State.
Ohio State and the pundits are trying to figure out a way to get them in the playoff.
Number 4, Oklahoma goes to Kansas. If this game were against anybody else but Kansas, I might pick Oklahoma to get upset, but Kansas just doesn't have the horses to pull it out.
We ain't not in Kansas anymore, baby.
Kansas State at Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State.
Navy at Notre Dame.
Navy's going to give them fits, but Notre Dame will win.
Yeah, this is going to be a close game. Maryland at Michigan State.
Michigan State.
Nebraska at Penn State.
Penn State.
Number 20, LSU at Tennessee.
In front of about 38,000 in Knoxville, LSU gets it done today.
NC State at Wake.
NC State.
I'm going Wake Forest in the upset. Cal at 22, Stanford.
I wanted to pick Cal, but I'm not. Stanford's going to beat them.
Stanford's too good a football team for Cal. UCLA at 11, USC.
I don't like USC, but they're going to win today.
Air Force at Boise.
I'm going to take Boise.
I'm taking Air Force.
Okay.
All right. Utah at Washington.
I thought about picking Utah, but Washington, they'll bounce back from this loss.
Okay. Week. Yep, I'll take Washington as well. Louisiana, Monroe, and Auburn.
This game is going to be tough for a half. Then Auburn's going to blow them away, but Auburn's going to come out and sleepwalk a little bit, looking towards Alabama and coming off the Georgia hangover. But Auburn will end up beating them something like 38-10.
In the ACC, Delaware State at Florida State.
Florida State, my goodness, why would you schedule Delaware State this late in the season?
Pitt at Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech.
Western Carolina at North Carolina.
I want to pick Western Carolina,
why?
But UNC, they're awful too, but UNC.
Those picks are the reason that you're trailing me.
Yeah, okay.
Syracuse at Louisville.
Louisville.
Georgia Tech at Duke.
Tech.
I'll take Georgia Tech as well. Boston College at UConn.
BC, Boston College.
In the SEC, UAB at Florida.
I'm calling it.
You're doing it?
Are you
really going
to
do this?
UAB's going to the Gators. Gators are a train wreck, dumpster fire, whatever you want to, every term you want to come up with. UAB's well-coached and disciplined. They're going to give the Gators fits even if they don't win, but I'm picking them to upset the Gators today.
I'll take Florida at home. You Wofford at South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Texas A&M at Ole Miss.
I'm going to take A&M.
I'm taking A&M, but if Ole Miss wins that game, Kevin Sumlin's gone on Monday.
He is gone.
Mizzou at Vandy.
I'm taking Missouri. Where have they come from?
I'm taking Vandy. Sun Belt, South Alabama at Georgia Southern.
South Alabama.
Yeah, Georgia Southern just
awful.
In the Big South, for the conference championship, both teams undefeated. Monmouth trucks to Atlanta, into Kennesaw, to take on the Kennesaw State Fighting Owls, my alma mater. The winner of this game wins the conference. The loser doesn't.
Well, Kennesaw's going to win at home.
Kennesaw all the way. South Carolina State at Savannah State.
I'll take South Carolina State.
I'm going to take Savannah State. And in the PFL, Jacksonville at Drake.
JU Dolphins, baby.
I don't know anything about either one of those teams, so I'll go Jacksonville. So, every time that I come across somebody that knows you, they're always talking about all the bullcrap that you talk.
Who?
Me? Everybody.
Come on, man.
Everybody.
You got to be careful who you talk to. See, that's your problem.
Everybody is hard not to talk to.
So, yeah.
You're getting called out right now on Facebook.
By who?
By Font.
Oh, please. That's one of my fraternity brothers from college, and he has no room to call anybody out.
I'm just saying he's calling you out.
Yeah.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glynn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out brunswickcountryclub.com. brunswickcountryclub.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Glenn survives and advances 34-26 over Heritage in the second round of the GHSA playoffs. With the win, the Terriers will make their fourth straight Elite Eight appearance. Glenn will host the Harrison Hoyas and may get a look at Georgia commit and number one recruit in the country, Justin Fields. Fields has been out the last few weeks with an injury, but there is rampant speculation that he will make his return next week against the Terriers. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Back to Jay Bish and Kip on the Jason Bishop Show.
Man, they did hit us with the Jay Bish.
That tells you who's got more pull on this show,
Jay
me or
Bish.
Kip Branch.
They hit Jay Bish one time.
This segment brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Coconut Kev's, Brunswick Country Club, and Georgia Sea Grill. Get in, get out, get on with your life. Something's wrong, you got a cold, broken bone, whatever, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus on the island. The folks to get you in, out, on with life.
Georgia Sea Grill's a pretty good place to eat.
Boy, is it.
It is really, really good.
We'll take your calls, 912-275-7017. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Actually, the Kip Branch Show with Jason Bishop, really, on the Bishop Media Sports Network. If you miss any of this show, you can stream it on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com. Check us out on Facebook Live, which we are right now. Well, I'm the only game in town because Kip's phone died. 912-275-7017. Okay, college football playoff time. Right now, as things sit, number one, Alabama, number two, Clemson, number three, Miami, and number four, Oklahoma. I got that right?
Right.
Okay. At five, we've got Wisconsin. At six, we've got Auburn.
Correct.
At seven, all the way down to seven, from one to seven, Georgia falls.
Correct.
Okay. This process no longer has common sense applying to it.
It just is absolutely insane. Now you start hearing that the committee factors in injuries and things like that in their picks. There's basically, it's like me and you sitting in a room and having a debate for an hour, and we come out with our top four.
I mean, we kind of do already. But
I mean, that's basically what they do.
This segment brought to you by Strike Zone, Pristine Water, Greenscapes, Landscape, and Design. Pristine Water not only will take care of your pool, but they do bottled water and coffee, too. Look, here's the deal. If you're in a Power 5, I don't care what your schedule looks like. If you're in a Power 5 and you're undefeated, you shouldn't have one lost team ranked ahead of you. Period. And vice versa, if you're a one-loss team and you have a two-loss team ranked ahead of you, how does that make any sense? When did this happen? How did we get here?
I mean, that's when you don't have a playoff system in place, this is what you get.
Okay.
I mean, think about it.
No, yeah, go ahead.
I mean, all the other major, you know, football, you know, Division One, Double A, or whatever, football championship, whatever you call it, they have a playoff system. Other, you know, high school has a playoff system. Pros have a playoff system, but major college Division One football, you leave it up to the Kirk Herbstreets of the world to get on ESPN every Saturday and manipulate people into voting for the Ohio State Buckeyes or whoever your team of the week is. That's what it boils down to.
There are two teams. Here are the teams that still control their own destiny. Alabama, Miami, Wisconsin, Auburn, Georgia, Clemson. That's it. Those six teams control their own destiny. They went out their ends. That's simple.
Right. I agree with
Oklahoma, that. Too. Seven Oklahoma, teams.
That now that they have a conference championship game again.
Those seven teams.
And they basically are the top seven, correct?
They are.
Okay.
So those seven teams, if they went out, they're in. They don't have to have any help. So here's what's going to happen, okay? Does anyone really trust Oklahoma to not slip up again?
I think that they get through to Big 12.
One loss, they don't lose again?
I don't think.
Okay, I'm not with you there. Okay. I don't trust Oklahoma not to do that. I think they drop.
Okay.
Does anyone really believe that if Wisconsin gets by Michigan today that they can beat Ohio State in a Big Ten championship game?
Absolutely not. And they're going to lose today.
Yep. No way, no shape, no how. Okay.
So they're out.
Does anybody really think that Auburn can beat Alabama and Georgia again in back-to-back weeks?
They can.
Do you think they're going to?
No.
Nor do I. I think Alabama gets Auburn. They're out. And I honestly feel that Georgia's better than Alabama.
I think Auburn's going to beat Alabama. Then I think Georgia's going to beat Auburn in the SEC championship game. And then you got a dilemma on the committee. Do they keep Alabama in, a team that did not even go to its conference championship game? I hope that happens.
What's going to end up happening is you're going to have two teams from the SEC and two teams from the ACC. Oklahoma will slip up. They'll go out. Wisconsin will lose to Ohio State. Georgia will beat Alabama, Clemson will beat Miami, and those four teams will get in. Georgia will be ranked number one, Clemson will be ranked number two, Alabama will be three, and Miami will be four. That's how it will go.
I think Clemson's going to win the ACC, okay?
Okay.
I think they're going to beat Miami, and I think that'll knock Miami out of the 14 playoff, okay?
Okay. This is your scenario.
Yeah.
Okay, completely aside from mine.
Okay, I think Oklahoma is going to win the Big 12 and skate through there, and right, they'll be ranked number two.
So if for you, you've got Clemson, Oklahoma.
Clemson, Oklahoma.
Okay.
Okay. I think Georgia is going to win the SEC.
Uh-huh, I'm with you.
And they're going to be number three. All right?
Okay.
And I think here's where the dilemma comes. I think Auburn is going to beat Alabama. next week, and Auburn. And I think Auburn's going to go to the SEC championship game, lose to Georgia. But that leaves Alabama sitting there with one loss. And I think they'll put Alabama at number four.
I think
it's going to be Clemson, Oklahoma, Georgia, and Alabama.
Kip, for once, you and I agree on something. No way, no shape, no how. If Alabama loses one game, only one, they're going to be in the Final Four. It doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter.
Alabama will be in. It will happen.
And I'm so glad that Miami beat Notre Dame, because Notre Dame was going to be in if they had one loss, regardless of what else happened in this whole scenario. They were going to be there. So I'm glad they lost to Miami last week.
The cool thing about the scenario that I presented, where you've got Georgia, Clemson, Miami, Alabama, is if the seedings shake out the way that I think they would, you would have Clemson and Alabama playing a national championship game rematch, and then you'd have Georgia, Miami in the Mark Richt Bowl. And I will take Clemson to beat Alabama. I'll take Georgia to beat Miami. Clemson, Georgia, national championship. I told you earlier in the show that I would get you here. I've gotten you here.
Okay, so now we're down to the Kip Branch Final Four. You ready? Clemson versus Alabama. Okay?
Okay.
That's one against four. I think Alabama beats Clemson.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
A one-loss Alabama gets to the championship game against a Georgia-Oklahoma winner, and then you're going to have a Georgia. You're going to have a Georgia-Auburn SEC championship game. You're going to have a Georgia-Alabama national championship game.
Who wins?
Georgia.
I'll take, in my scenario, I'm taking Clemson over Georgia to win a national championship. And you're taking Georgia over Alabama in your scenario.
Right.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Stream the show on demand at SouthernSportsEdition.com. Look for the Jason Bishop Show next week right here and all across the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Oh, yeah.
The home for oysters on St. Simons, Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss Happy Hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway, or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burger, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813. If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Kev's. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kev's is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook.